What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 318, and I have my co-host who said he wasn't ready. He's not ready.
I'm ready.
He's not ready for the podcast.
We're good.
Of course, I have Ryan here. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just I always have like a certain number of tabs open to like keep, you know, keep an eye on things, and mm-hmm. I was missing one, so I had to get it going, and yeah.
Gotcha. Well, our podcast is brought to you by Patriot's Viper Venom DDR5 memory this week. So if you go to thinkcomputers.org/Viper Venom, you can pick up this brand new DDR5 memory. It has RGB. We have a review on this if you want to check it out. I believe the only speed they're offering right now is 6200 megahertz, which is really good. Again, DDR5 starts at 48. A lot of kits are around 52, but you're getting 62 with this. Pretty good timings as well. Pretty cool design, as you can see. So definitely check out this memory. And, of course, check out our review as well. You were saying, Ryan, that you had some more rain this week again.
Yeah, we did. So last week we talked about, you know, rain. We did the podcast on Thursday because Wednesday had the pump issues and everything. Last night we got as much rain as we got in those first, or like, you know, last week in a, like a short, I don't know, 6 to 8 hour span. So the flooding's up again behind the house with the creek. Yeah,
but you have all sorts of, you have a pump.
Yeah. We're good. Yep. Good on that side. But all sorts of pictures, you know, on the news and social media of people driving through flooded roads and stalling out their cars and hydro locking their engines. And
I do not
turn around. Don't drown.
I don't miss that at all. We would get like that in Pittsburgh too. And then like the river would flood, and there's like certain places downtown where like you park for like going to work and stuff. And there's certain like parking areas that they would actually have to close down, because if they don't close them down, like your car's underwater, probably. Yeah. Your car's underwater. Like, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. I definitely don't miss that now that I'm on the West Coast and stuff. So
had was it J-Zone Alonzo in the chat saying hi? So welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Good to see you here. Good to see everybody here. Of course, as I always say, guys, if you do want to follow along, we have our full show notes page that has everything that we're going to be talking about this week. Kind of a slow week because we did the podcast on Thursday, did we not, last week?
Yeah, Thursday. Yep.
Yeah, so we're only Thursday to Wednesday. And it was a long weekend. Did you do anything for the long weekend?
Yeah, we spent some time out at our land working on that project. Sunday then I was like, I'm not doing anything. I'm relaxing, hanging out. So like that was a relaxed day. Actually went to the pool a bit. My family, they spent, my wife I and would kids be spent amazed. Like 6 hours at the pool.
I would be amazed to see you get a tan.
What? Oh, dude, you should.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, I was out a little bit. You can see how red my face is. Even though this camera has like really bad skin tones because it makes your face look red, like more red. But
give me a couple weeks.
Okay.
But and then we had some family over on Memorial Day. Some family I hadn't seen in quite a while.
Nice.
Quite a few years. So got to catch up with them, and yeah, it's all good. How about you?
I was out at the pool and stuff. I really didn't do all that much. I worked on editing a video. We hadn't put out a YouTube video in a while. I've shot a bunch of YouTube videos for the channel. I just haven't edited. Like, I need to edit them and like get a couple more shots of like different things. So we're working on a lot of stuff. So I basically just worked, but I did kind of relax. It was like a work day, but not a work day. If that makes sense. Kind of just like, just relax.
Less emphasis on the work.
Just going with the flow.
Cool.
So yeah. But we'll start out with the review that I did get done this past weekend, which is of a CPU cooler. And as Ryan corrected me last week, this is the Scythe, not Sith. And you know what's funny is
no Star Wars cooler, man.
I said I've been reviewing Scythe coolers for a while, and I've said Sith in like every YouTube video I made about these coolers too. So I will correct myself now, and I will correct myself in the video that I'm making for this cooler as well. So this is their Muggin 5 Rev C. So it's basically an updated version of their sort of iconic cooler, which actually we reviewed all the way back in 2017, did great. New fan, as well as new mounting hardware to support the latest sockets. So you're going to get AM4 support, of course, AM5 coming out. You're also going to get LGA 1700. So if you want to put this on something like a 12900K, you'll have no problem doing that as well. One thing I always loved about this cooler is that it's a single tower cooler, but the single tower is beefy. It's like you can kind of see in this picture here, like it is a thick single tower cooler. And that's what allows it to be as have such great performance, is that a lot of single tower coolers are very thin. So the actual heatsink tower is pretty thin, and then you either have a single fan or dual fans. This gives you a thicker tower, which gives you actually more surface area to dissipate your heat. That's how that all works. But it's not overly large either, and I'll show you once we get into insulation and stuff. But you can kind of see again how, you know, just like that, it's just one big thick heat sink there, which I really like. And then we have the fan on the front, which is their newer fan, which is the, I believe it's the K's Flex 2 fan, 6 heat pipes. These are pretty thick heat pipes, and they of course go up into the heat sink tower there. Good base, like all coolers these days, no real issues there. And then when it comes to insulation, again, the reason I really like this cooler is that the insulation is super easy. It took me about 5 minutes, you know, and the thing that's really great about it is that once you're done with insulation, like this cooler, even though it's big, it's not massive where it's covering your memory. Because, you know, we're doing upgrades and everything, and you might have bought some RGB memory, and then you get one of these big air coolers, and then it covers your RGB memory, and you're like,
yep.
Well, why did I spend the extra money on this RGB memory? So, you know, you can show off your RGB memory. And the size of the cooler actually makes it so that if you, like, you can, you know, we do all of our installations outside of a case so we can kind of show it to you. But you can install and uninstall this cooler from inside the case. I actually had to do this. I showed this to Ryan.
I was about to ask. I was like, was this the cooler you're reviewing? All right.
So I was like any novice, even though I've done, I don't know, hundreds of CPU cooler reviews. I left the little plastic film on the base of the cooler. This picture that you're looking at, it has the plastic film on it because I took this picture before I put everything back together. And I turn on the system, and then it's like at idle, it's like pretty high. It's like in the high 50s at idle. And I'm like, this just is not right. And then I put load on the CPU and it goes to like 80s. And I'm like, this is supposed to be a high performance cooler. Something's wrong. And then in my head, I'm like, I bet I didn't take the little plastic film off the base of the CPU cooler. And that's what happened. So I actually, just like this, with the graphics card installed and everything, I was able to uninstall the cooler, take the plastic film off, put a little bit more thermal paste, and then reapply the cooler inside this smaller case too. So no issues there. And yeah, old man in the chat, he asked if that's 12 heat pipes. Now it looks like 12. So if we look at we'll go back to the, so it looks like you have 12, right? You know, if you're counting on each side, but these heat pipes, they come together and they connect. So they're one heat pipe, you know, kind of like in a U fashion. Right. So they converge again at the base and then they go up. So it looks like you actually have 12 heat pipes, but it's technically 6, but I get what you're seeing when you see the 12 there.
Right.
But yeah, so after my mistake, everything was good. And
hey, look at that. These temps are better.
Yeah, I was like, temperatures are better. But as you can see, it again, it doesn't take up much space. And I believe the total height is like 100 and I forget the total height, but it will fit in all cases. Like there's no issues with height on the heatsink as well. And you can see what it looks like installed here. No flashy RGB, nothing like that. Just your typical cooler. And if we look at our results here as far as temperatures, idle temperature is really good. Second best cooler. Now, if we get into load, our initial load, which is like a kind of, I would say like a medium to high load, it kind of sits in the middle of our test group, which is fine. Because again, these are all like super high-end coolers, dual tower, dual fan, all that kind of stuff. But if we actually go into the super high load, the, you know, this is the highest load you can put on your CPU, it actually is third, and it's only behind the Noctua NHD15 and the Cooler Master Master Air MA624 Stealth, which are much larger coolers. And the Noctua, of course, is a dual tower, dual fan cooler. So for being a single fan, single tower cooler, that's incredibly impressive. Also, if we look at our noise levels, I mean, idle, you know, going into load, and then it kind of sits in the middle during the highest load. But still, I think for that amount of performance that you're getting out of a single tower cooler, it is very impressive. And then, you know, going into pricing, you know, like the Cooler Master cooler and the Noctua cooler are around $100.
Yeah.
This cooler is $56.99.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I would say if you're kind of, you know, you don't want to spend $100 on an air cooler, you can get this one $56.99, and it's going to definitely going to do the job. The only thing, you know, like some of the other coolers, it doesn't have kind of like the sleeker look as some of the other coolers. No RGB on this too. So if you wanted, you know, some RGB, you're not going to get that. But for price and performance, I gave it a 9 out of 10 and our recommended award, because again, at the end of the day, it comes down to price, and this is going to give you great price, great performance. And again, super easy to install. And that's kind of the big thing, especially for beginners. You know, installation of an air cooler can be kind of cumbersome if you don't know what you're doing. And this is super easy to install, and the instructions are really easy to follow as well. So
does it support definitely a second fan on the back?
It does. So they, okay, you can buy a second fan. They actually include a second set of fan clips as well. So you can, and if you wanted to, you can technically, you could install this fan on the rear if you wanted as well. Right. So definitely go ahead and check that review out. And that brings us to Case Mod Friday. We have a pretty cool build this week. This one's called Project Master Race, for the PC Master Race. If you're not familiar with that, that is what we call the best system to game on. And that's why, you know, instead of consoles, we say we're the PC Master Race in it. And there's like a PC Master Race subreddit, and it has all of these, like this, like little, I don't know, I guess that's a PC Master Race guy. I don't know what you would call that guy. But the colors are always yellow and black, sort of, for if you're talking about PC Master Race stuff. And this is a really cool build. Really interesting, kind of done in this. That's the thermal take case. That the entire back of the case is a reservoir. You see the back of it. And it's kind of, they kind of set it at this angle, because the normal case just sits straight up, but they put it at this angle. They've added some extra brackets to support the radiators and all that kind of stuff. I think this looks pretty badass. Really interesting bends here on this tubing too, because it kind of goes around and up to the graphics card, then back around. Yep. And they have these, what are these, pump reses here?
I'm pulling up a picture. I don't think there are any pumps in any of those, are there?
I don't know.
I think they're just small individual.
And like I said, there's two, now that I'm looking at this now, there's actually two loops. So there's the yellow loop, which is just the CPU. And then you have the black loop, which is the graphics card, which is interesting. Pretty cool looking build though. Definitely fits the theme. Here's the top of it with the PCMR on there.
Yeah, I think that's cool, that mesh that they put on there with the paint.
Yeah.
Something we haven't really seen anything like that.
Yeah, this is kind of like an industrial sort of, they have it like next to like goat carts.
Some carts. Yeah.
Like it's kind of like a more industrial type build here, but I believe it's all thermal take water cooling as well. Of course you have the thermal take case there, so pretty cool stuff. Thermal take fans, I believe, too. So you have
got to be a pretty good balancing job too for that case to sit like that, you know.
These have to be pretty heavy duty.
And then wherever you've attached to the case, you've got to think about that a little bit.
Yeah, pretty, like I said, pretty interesting. Pretty cool looking build overall though, I would say. And of course the colors match, and of course being from Pittsburgh, you gotta love a black and gold or black and yellow build there. So definitely go ahead and check that out. And now on to news, and I know we're kind of running through here. Not a ton of news. Some stuff kind of hold over from Computex, as well as some new news on NVIDIA graphics cards. RTX 40. Are you ready for RTX 40 series?
Am I ready? I don't know. Am I excited? Yes. Am I ready to buy one? No.
Tell me this. If there's availability.
Okay.
And the prices are like back to normal, would you consider getting one?
Yes.
Okay.
Will it be a 4090? No. Will it be a 4080? Probably not. Will it be a 70? Yeah. Okay. Most likely. That's where I always end up, right?
That's a good place to end up, though, especially now that you're really getting like the bang for your buck with like the 70 series cards. You got it with the 2070. You definitely got it with the 3070. You know what I mean?
And I'm not playing any different games. Like, I'm not playing any games that are really going to tax this next generation card, right? Like, there's no games that I'm planning to play or go up to a higher resolution and frame rate. I'm just going to be continuing to play 1440p at 144 hertz, right? Except I'm going to have a solid 144 frames per second at least with a 440 series,
4000 series. So that I think, like I said, especially like 3070, it really gave you, like, you didn't have to necessarily, you know, I don't know, I just thought the 3070 was like one of the best cards to come out recently, just for the you know, for the best bang for your buck, I'd say. But we have 40 series, RTX 4080 or 4090, 4080, 4070. Our first story is that that's how they're going to release these. So you're going to get a 4090 first, 4080 second, and a 4070 third. That was reported late last week. And then it was reported today or yesterday that they're going to set, like, they're all going to be announced on the same day, which is supposed to be in August. So we could, you know, we'll have an announcement. I would assume it's going to be late August, August 31st, you know what I mean? Something in late August, end of the month. This is just my guessing. Again, this story is also a rumor, so take it with a grain of salt. But 4090 in August, 4080 in September, 4070 in October. Likely, like I said, all three will be announced like the same day, and then the rollout will be basically a month apart for each. How do you feel about that type of rollout?
I think I don't know what the actual numbers are, but I feel like you probably have a smaller purchasing base for the 4090s than you do the 4080s than you do the 4070s. So that's going to give them, you know, a couple months of extra time to produce more and more cards to fill those lower tiers, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's my hope, right? And maybe that's kind of what they're thinking as well. I don't mind that rollout. I wish that there was more than one model available right away, because I think it also helps consumers see what the performance is, you know, with the help of reviewers like us.
See
which one makes the most sense for them, instead of, well, I've seen what the 4090 does, now I've got to wait two more months and may lose out on a 4090. I don't know. I don't have too much of an issue with it, honestly.
I like the rollout. I think if you're going to spend the big bucks, you should, let's get there.
Yeah, you'd be ready to spend it up front.
Spend it up front. Good to go. I like this type of rollout, honestly. It gives the hardcore fans, enthusiasts, gamers kind of what they want. Like, if the 4090 is, I want it right away. And it gives time for more people to, go from there. See stuff. It'd be interesting to see how they do the review cycle for these. If they, because again, based on all the rumors and what we've been hearing, they're all going to be announced the same day. Like, NVIDIA is going to announce them on the same day, but we'll kind of see if, how the review kind of rollout goes.
Maybe they'll make review samples of all three available right away, but still keep their launch schedule.
Yeah, it will be. It's going to be interesting. And again, one of the big things is like all of these AIB partners have like a ton of 30 series cards. And like the last thing they really want to do is have like the 40 series launch. We're kind of like in a lull because it's like AMD is not really putting out anything. Can you know, this is going to be next generation. So again, it's not like this is going to, this is not like a TI card or in between right. card. Like, no, this is going to be the next generation and it's going to push the next thing. So if you're an AIB that has loads and loads of 30 series cards, you don't want a new generation coming out that's going to be, you would think they would keep the pricing around, you know what I mean? Like you would have a slight premium, but it's not going to be like double the cost of a card.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of like the, I don't know. We'll see if they keep this kind of August. It does make sense because it gets it the end of summer into kind of holiday season is perfect. It's all going to be available for holiday purchasing when it's like when most people buy stuff. So yeah, we'll see. I'm obviously like new NVIDIA graphics cards, like hell yeah, like I'm super excited for them. Okay. But and it's going to be interesting to see the performance, you know, because from 20 series to 30 series was a pretty big leap in performance. So going from 30 to 40, we'll see how big that leap is and kind of what the next kind of generation and all the other add-ons that you get with NVIDIA cards, like, you know, how good is ray tracing? Are we going to get some other type of new tech with these, like what it's going to be like? So I'm pretty pumped for it, but we'll see when the actual launch is. And of course, we'll keep you guys updated on all of that. Going down to GTX cards, which we thought we were done with.
Yeah.
We talked about the GTX 1630. You know, that's going to be your lowest end discrete graphics card. New reports coming out that it's going to be slower than the GTX 1050 Ti. Ugh. And then the release did the launch date has been moved back as well. It was actually supposed to launch the 31st. It was supposed to launch of May and it got pushed back to June 15th. Yeah, I mean this card makes sense, but I mean, you know, yeah, I mean I don't know. Again, this is obviously going to be better. You would hope it's going to be better than a lot of like internal graphics on, you know,
right.
Intel chips and stuff like that.
I just hate seeing a CPU come out that's like a GPU numbers wise and come out and it's slower than something that's been out for years, right? You never like seeing like a new product that's slower than the previous. I understand like, oh, it's slower than the highest end, you know, 1080 Ti or something, but you never want to see it like,
yeah,
slower than a low end card. I don't know.
Yeah, they said the 1050 Ti came out 6 years ago.
Good God. I mean, I believe it. I have a laptop. My laptop has the 1050 Ti in it, and I've had that laptop for 5 years. So,
yeah. So, I mean, these are early reports. This is not official, but that's what people are saying. AMD is very notorious for this, for like rebranding. Like we've got a card that was the same card that was
580.
It's been the same card for like ever.
Yeah.
It's just weird to see NVIDIA do it. That's all. But you know, gotta sell something new.
Well, that's the thing. They'll sell.
Yeah, of course they'll sell, especially if there's, you know, higher end cards aren't available. You want something that's better than your internal graphics or no graphics at all. So yeah, talking about interesting graphics card stories. And we had a story maybe a couple months ago or maybe a month ago on this. Chinese company is taking RTX 30 laptop GPUs, repurposing them to look like desktop graphics cards, and then selling them to miners because the laptop GPUs do not have the hash rate. Yeah, the hash rate turned off. So they're gonna get the full hash rate. And it's kind of crazy. I mean, these look like real graphics cards. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love how the one says new secondhand graphics card.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy that there's this whole operation of taking, I guess you're just, you're taking the laptops apart to do this?
Unless they have access to get the
actual
on their own.
Yeah.
Or something. Seems so waste. Like,
yeah, I assume even on that? You're acquiring the actual board, like the laptop board. Somehow you're getting the laptop board, and then you're turning that board, somehow you're putting it on a PCI Express full thing. You're putting some cooling on it, and then you're reset. Like it's an interesting racket, I would say. You can see all the cards here,
but I mean they've definitely got a process for it.
Yeah. They're pumping them out, so very interesting. We've seen, like I said, this is not the first story that we've seen about this. It's just it's kind of crazy that, yeah, I mean, it's kind of surprising. Like, you know, NVIDIA, you know, puts like the light hash rate stuff on the GPUs, and like they don't put on the lap. And like, who would have thought that this would be like the outcome of that, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll tear GPUs out of laptops and stick them on cards. Yeah, like. NVIDIA was, somebody in a meeting was probably like, well, what if they do that? And everybody else at the table was like, they'll never do that.
Yeah.
6 months later, you know.
Yeah. And this, like, it's pretty rampant in China too for this type of stuff. So like I said, pretty interesting. Going back to Computex and AMD, during their keynote or their webcast, they put out a bunch of numbers and bunch of stuff for the AM5 socket. That is their next generation socket. That's going to support Ryzen 7000 series CPUs. We talked about it last week. The big thing is that we're finally moving from PGA to LGA, which I'm a fan of. That's what the socket's going to look like right there. There were some discrepancies in numbers as far as like TDPs and stuff like that. They initially quoted 170 watts as the PTT or the package power tracing number. 170 watts is actually the TDP, and then 230 watts is the PTT. So if you've ever, you know, used even, you know, on the Intel side too, is like they have a TDP number, but then if you especially if you overclock, like you go in like HWinfo and you can see like it's pulling a lot more than that. So that is the actual number and has been clarified. 170 watts TDP on the, that's going to be the high-end chips, like that's
getting up there.
Yeah, and again, these will boost to, I think they said 5.5 gigahertz.
Yeah, 5.5.
So going to be some interesting stuff. I'm just really excited for the motherboards and it, just to see that chip with the weird looking heat spreader and all that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm pretty
like, excited. I wonder if you can take advantage of those. We haven't seen it on anything that I'm aware of, but it has those little cutouts and the side pieces. Could you create a cooler that kind of goes gets a little more surface area with that heat spreader?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I mean that's a decent amount of surface area when you, if you were to flatten that out and put it on top, you know, like that's
a significant amount. Hey, better start talking to, you know,
Scythe
or Noctua or somebody better get on there. Yeah, that is pretty interesting. I don't know if they would actually.
Yeah, we can't let it go out and my idea gets stolen.
Yeah, God, end the podcast right now. But yeah, no, really, really exciting stuff with AM5. I'm talking about that. We did talk about the chipsets last week as well.
Do we have a launch date for these new CPUs? Old man was asking. I don't think we do yet. We don't have any of that info.
No, they said fall. They said fall of this year. I would suspect September, maybe. That's my guess. But yeah, probably fall time. You should be able to buy all this stuff holiday season, which would be great. New GeForce GPUs, new AM5 CPUs, new motherboards, be a pretty exciting time. It kind of was like when old man bought his like pre-build. It was like right around Christmas time, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was like the perfect time to either build or buy a system. And then everything went to shit after that. So it might be the perfect time again before everything goes to shit again. Who knows? But talking about chipsets, last week, AMD did announce the chipsets as well. X670E. X670, yep. And then what is it? The B650, okay. I believe. And there were rumors, and I saw these rumors, and we didn't report on them that much because they were just rumors at the time, that the AMD was working on a dual chipset design on their motherboards. And this was all being speculated. Mm-hmm. And then MSI kind of had their little Computex MSI Insider, and they took the heatsink off the chipset. And it indeed is two distinctly different chips. There were rumors that this was going to be like an SoC with two chips on the same package, but it's two distinctly different chips. And this is going to be interesting. And this is only going to be on the X670E and X670. Not a whole lot of information is known about this. And how are these connected? Because if you have, depending on if they're directly connected to the CPU or how they're connected together, that can give you different speeds as far as like PCI Express lanes and things like that. You could get slower PCI Express lanes in Gen 5. It's going to be interesting once we know more, but that's pretty crazy to see, huh? Two chipsets?
Yeah, they're like, oh, hidden under here, we have two.
Yeah. And then the heatsink is actually pretty big. I mean, you can, right. Like, here's like the heatsink that they took off. I mean, yeah, it's definitely going to be much bigger. And again, this is all on like an ATX motherboard. I mean, that's a lot of space to be taken up.
Right. As well. That's what I was just thinking, is that's a pretty good footprint to take up that much space.
Yeah. So It's going to be interesting to see how many, you know, especially when you get into the higher end boards, like how many boards are going to be EATX and, you know, just to fit more stuff on there and all of that. So, but yeah, dual chipset. I'm pumped for it. I'm a motherboard guy, so I'm really excited to see these new motherboards and kind of what they can do. And everything is going to just getting faster and faster. So I'm definitely really, really excited for that. And like old man asked, it's probably going to be fall time when we see these, you know, things get announced and things like that. So, old man said in the chat, he said, I heard the budget boards are only going to have one chip because the board will be simpler. Yeah. So X670, X670E will have the dual chips. And then what did we say? What is it? The B650 or six? What's the third chipset?
650.
Yeah. The B650 will have the single chipset because it is much simpler, especially as far as PCI Express lanes and everything like that. So that's kind of how that's going to work. Talking about faster things, Phison did show off their PCI Express 5.0 SSDs, their M.2 SSDs, 12 gigabytes a second read, 12.5 gigabytes a second read, 10 gigabytes a second write, just fast.
Smoking.
Yeah, are you ready for this, the speed?
I mean, I was ready for Gen 4, and then it took me 2 years to buy one. So if I say yes, take it with a grain of salt. But yeah, I mean, it's exciting for sure.
It is really interesting, too, what they're showing. There's no heatsink on there. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how needed cooling is on at least the Phison-based Gen 5 SSDs that we see. Because, again, there's no heatsink on this that they've shown. So yeah, that's exciting. Like I said, everything, it seems so fast too, right? We had we went to NVMe with Gen 3, and then Gen 4 was like, oh man, super, super fast. You know, and then we're already going to Gen 5 now.
It feels like we just got to 4, like, but it's been multiple years, so.
Yeah, so that is, that's definitely exciting. And then this past weekend was Star Wars Day. Like officially it was like a big thing. I think it was somewhere here in California. It was like the big event, I believe. I could be wrong.
don't know,
or Star Wars Celebration, whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And Respawn and Lucasfilm announced Star Wars Jedi Survivor. It's going to be a continuation of the last Star Wars game, which was, oh, I played it too. It was so good. I forget what it was called.
Fallen Order?
Yeah. So good. And then the guy from, what TV show was this dude in? I forget what TV show that guy was in. But anyways, same main character and all of that, kind of continuing the story, which I think is going to be really good. One thing I really liked about the Star Wars, the previous game, was it was a really good single-player game, and we don't have a whole lot of those. You know, like just like in life, like you're always just trying to like escape like real life and like just have something. And like online games are great, but they're not like that immersive feeling. Like playing, like I would say like MMOs are kind of like that immersive experience. Sure. You know, there's not a whole lot of really good single player games because, again, the money is not in the single player game anymore. It's just not. And great single player games are few and far between. And I feel like the last Star Wars game was a very good single player game. So I'm pretty excited for this. I will probably get it and play it. And yeah, like I said, they did a good job on the last one. So I'm inclined to get this one. And it's just a good way to kind of escape. And it looks beautiful too. Like the old one, like, you know, with good hardware and playing at high resolution, looked really great. You know what I mean? You can see some of the screenshots here, but it's gonna be pretty cool. They put out a teaser trailer and everything like that. 2023, no official release date, but it said 2023 for it. So that's definitely pretty exciting there. And that kind of wraps up. We're kind of speeding through this this episode here. Yeah. Coming next week, I did not finish my review, and you can't see it. It's on the other side of the Thermaltake Core P6TG. Close this. You can see it. Big old case of kind of an expansion of their Core series that makes it actually look more like a case than the other kind of Core series does. Lots of, like I said, lots of glass, and it's thick glass too. Like they use really, it's like a heavy case. Lots of glass, lots of room for pretty much the biggest hardware out there. So yeah, so definitely stay tuned for that next week. And then coming in here, talking about Star Wars, did you watch the new Obi-Wan?
I did. And I need to know, what day do new episodes come out?
They did two episodes for
that. Yeah, we watched the first two. Yeah. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
See, here's the thing. And again, this is just me being like a realist or whatever. So like, he's on he's been 10 years. So like in 10 years, he just forgets his powers.
I don't think he's forgotten them. He just hasn't used them to keep them up to, you know,
okay,
he hasn't kept them sharp.
Okay, that's fine. But like, he has no real inkling for any type of powers, right? At all. Like, he's kind of just like a
spoiler alert.
He's kind of just like a sad old man, right?
Kind of, sure.
But like in the movie, like Rey is completely untrained, and again, he's like a trained master Jedi that hasn't used his power in 10 years, right? But then in the movie, Rey is completely untrained, and she and like
and just becomes
and is battling this guy, battling a master dark whatever, you know, bad guy.
Yeah.
So it didn't make a whole lot of sense. That's all. But no,
thought about the process of using it in that long.
Yeah. So I like him. I really liked him in the movies. I think he's a really good actor. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really good. I always say this too, more Star Wars content we get, I'm always a fan of. I just hope they don't ruin it. That's all.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts?
So
no, it's on Disney Plus. Definitely, again, like I said, if you're a Star Wars person, it's definitely worth checking out. I mean, you can't complain about Star Wars. Anything in the Star Wars universe is good to me. Even what was the other movie that was like
non-canon? Or are you talking about like
the movie? What was the one movie?
the one that featured like Poe Dameron the most. What was it? Rebels.
Yeah. Yeah, Rebels. Like I thought that was good as well. It's in the, it's in the Star Wars universe.
Or no, Rebels is the animated series. Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One. Like I thought it was cool. Like
yeah, oh yeah, I love that.
Anything in the universe, I'm a fan of. So just keep on doing that. Just don't mess it up too much. So yeah. But I've been watching another show. It has nothing to do with tech. It has nothing to do with you know, computers or anything. Like it's not sci-fi, it's not gaming. It's actually called The Offer. It's about the making of the first Godfather movie, and it's extremely good in my opinion, especially if you're into like that kind of time period, and all the crazy stuff that kind of like how the movie got made and how like it's just crazy. Like it, if you have Paramount Plus, definitely worth checking out. It's very, very interesting. Probably one of the better shows I've watched in a while. But again, I like stuff that's kind of set in the past, and I like a lot of stuff that's based on like true events, which this is. So if you're into that, it's definitely, I would say, worth checking out. So any other?
I said Poe Dameron for Rogue One, but that's not
who I am. Yeah, I mean, you could have told me that. I agreed with you because I'm not like, you know, crazy. Oh, yeah, also, I am drinking my G Fuel.
Ugh, God, get that stuff out of here. It is not good.
It is so good. This is the what is it?
Peach rings.
Yeah, the peach rings. Yeah.
You sent me a picture of, like, was it at Target?
Oh, yeah, they had everything.
G Fuel at Target.
I was so pumped. I bought, yeah. The Target by me has, like, all, like, these cool, like, gamer drinks now and stuff. And, like, obviously G Fuel.
All right. There you go. Not sponsored.
So, yeah. Yeah, not sponsored. So I'm getting
Feel G Fuel. Feel free to reach out, though.
Yeah. And we'll be playing some Apex Legends. Are you excited for? Oh yeah, and yeah, BioShock.
I was gonna say, old man's here with his weekly recommendation. No,
this is a really good one because I picked it up as soon as I saw it. BioShock, the collection is free on Epic until 10 a.m. tomorrow. It's like a $60 game, or like the whole deal, like everything. He said all three games plus the DLC for free instead of $60. So yeah, that's definitely a really good deal. Also, we did it actually last week. I said I was going to put a Steam code in our Discord, and then I forgot. And then the next day,
I saw it. Oh, I was going to say I saw it go up.
Yeah. So again, after the podcast, after you listen to this, jump in the Discord. I'll put another Steam code in there for a random game that you guys can pick up, and it's just thinkcomputers.org/Discord that will send you an invite and get you in there. Always doing cool stuff in there, you know, just trying to get back to you guys. And we have a bunch of Steam codes for a bunch of random games. You know, so they're all worth, like I said, it's just jump in there, and I'll put, like, if it's a Steam code, if it's an EA code, whatever it is, we'll be giving away a bunch of games. So definitely get in there. And yeah, we still, like, I'm trying to think. I know I have a trip coming up at the end of this month, but no, next week we're still good. Same time, same place. But yeah, so we're going to be over on Twitch. We do that every Wednesday night right after the podcast. Play some games. It's just going to be me and Ryan tonight. I guess we're going to do some duos.
And Apex. Is there ranked Legends. Duos? I don't think there's ranked duos.
I don't think. We played better when we weren't ranked last week.
Yeah, and Jenny and I played Friday night too, I think it was. You were doing... I don't know. We played a couple nights and had some fun. So,
yeah. Old Man also said real quick, PC Game Pass is $1 for a month with a bonus 2 months free for $1 each. So $3 for 3 months. Well, there you go. Always good gaming deals coming around. I think it's summertime and like they want to keep people like inside. It's like play some video games. So lots of cool game deals going on. And of course, I'll be throwing a game code in our Discord as well. So we're going to wrap things up here. Like I said, we are going over to Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Ryan will have the stream up, and we'll see everybody next week.